This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is defending the way the United States ended its 20-year forever war in Afghanistan. He called the military airlift to extract some 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies an extraordinary success. More than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans were left behind, but Mr. Biden said diplomatic and other efforts would continue to get them out. Republicans are hammering President Biden and his administration over the Afghan pullout. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
How did this get so wrong?
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul is among those calling it shameful, a disaster, a bungled operation.
So what is today about? It's about fixing this.
Fellow Texan Dan Crenshaw, Navy SEAL wounded in Afghanistan, says first the administration needs to admit it's screwed up and, for starters, make concrete plans to evacuate all remaining Americans from Afghanistan. And then there's the longer-term picture of terrorism. Florida's Michael Waltz, another Afghan vet, says Al-Qaeda is now primed to regroup and attack the West again. The administration needs to be ready.
This notion that the war is over is garbage.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The chaotic withdrawal of Western forces from Afghanistan has shown that the European Union needs to intervene militarily in a crisis without relying on U.S. troops, two senior EU officials say. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the officials voiced frustration that the EU, an economic power, was not able to protect Kabul airport for another 3 days beyond the August 31st U.S. withdrawal deadline to allow for more evacuations. This EU, as EU defense ministers gather in Slovenia capital. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has criticized the West's recent involvement in Afghanistan as an outsider's attempt to impose democracy, although he's done so by citing Russia's Vladimir Putin while thinking he was quoting Germany's Angela Merkel. In a radio interview aired Wednesday, Pope Francis was asked about the new political map taking shape in Afghanistan after the United States and its allies withdrew from the Taliban-controlled country after 20 years of war. The Pope said he would answer using a quote that he attributed to the German chancellor, who he described as one of the world's greatest political figures. Meanwhile, Pope Francis says he's not thinking of resigning and is living a totally normal life following intestinal surgery in July. He made the comments in a radio interview broadcast Wednesday on a Spanish radio network. The 84-year-old pontiff dismissed an Italian newspaper report that he might step down, saying, quote, "I don't know where they got it from last week that I was going to resign. It didn't even cross my mind," end quote. He also said he was almost certain to attend the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow in November. A new report from the United Nations Weather Agency finds the world is getting several times more weather disasters than in the 1970s, and they're costing seven times more than in the past, even when adjusted for inflation. But Wednesday's World Meteorological Organization report finds that these disasters are killing far fewer people. Experts say that's because of better warnings and preparations. The U.S. state of Louisiana's communities battered by Hurricane Ida are now dealing with the possibility of weeks without power in the stifling late summer heat. Ida ravaged the region's power grid, leaving 1 million people and businesses in Louisiana without power. German companies will not be granted the right to find out whether their employees are vaccinated against COVID-19, although provisions could be made for some particularly risky workplaces, the labor minister said Wednesday. Many countries are making vaccination mandatory for some sectors, such as healthcare staff or public sector workers, and some companies, particularly in the United States, have started demanding that employees are inoculated. But Germany has strict data privacy laws because of its history of Nazi and communist state surveillance of citizens. Thailand allowed shopping malls in the capital, Bangkok, to reopen Wednesday and restaurants to operate at half capacity after nearly 3 months of tough restrictions aimed at containing the country's worst coronavirus outbreak. Restaurants dining can also restart, but at half the capacity to allow for social distancing. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.